starting my weekend off in Washington at the CBC and the 46th Annual Legislative Conference and Florida Politics. It is the 46th annual, Sib.
Wow, I can't believe that.
I can't believe that either. And my favorite congresswoman, Representative Corinne Brown, is on the phone. How you doing?
Oh, and my favorite show, number one in the United States.
Thank you.
To get the information to African Americans.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm so sad that you lost the election, and you've been serving for how many terms and how many years?
It 34 years, and I've been in Congress for 24.
Wow.
24. And before we talk about the conference, on the line is my attorney, James Smith, who is a graduate of Hampton.
All right.
All right, James, say hello.
Good morning, Tom. And I just want to say I've been a big fan of yours for quite some time. As a graduate of a historically black college, I really appreciate all the things that you've done for so many years for individuals like myself.
And I hope that you can do something with this cases that have been, I want to say, trumped up against my friend Corinne Brown.
Absolutely, and I'm glad that you used that phrase. I'm glad you used that phrase because I don't think there's any coincidence about the fact that they brought this case exactly around the time that she was running for re-election. Right? To me, it's just shameful that they would bring this indictment based upon false and baseless charges and interfere with the right of citizens to make a decision about who they want to represent them in Congress.
And
Congresswoman has represented her constituents effectively for over 23 years. And one of the things that we want to emphasize to everyone today is that she's fought for them so hard for all this time, and now is the time we certainly need their help. So if you'll just give me just 1 second, what I want to do is let everyone know that if they want to help out the Congresswoman with her legal defense, what they can do is they can go to Corinne Brown LegalExpenseTrust.org or Corinne Brown LET.org. And the Congresswoman also needs help with donations to her campaign. And if anyone wants to contribute, they can go to CorinneBrownForCongress.com. No amount's too small. You can contribute any amount. I think you know, Tom, that Corinne's always been a fighter. You know, the phrase that people think of when they think of her is that Corinne delivers. And now this is an opportunity for the people that she's helped out for so many years to help her and to support her.
I was just reading an article that this is your third lawyer because your other lawyers wanted you to settle, and you said, I am innocent.
Settle. We're taking it all the way to the end. No, let me tell you something. When you're born, you get a birth certificate, and when you die, you're going to get a death certificate. And your name, that dash in between, is what you've done to make this a better place. I am not going to let people destroy my name.
What do you think as you come to the end of this and you're finishing up your work here with the Congress for right now, Congresswoman, mm-hmm. In terms of letting people know about the fight?
Well, you know, first of all, it was redistricting. They changed the district, and I had wonderful Orlando, you know, Gainesville, Eatonville, Sanford, where we fought so hard, and Jacksonville, to make sure African Americans were at the table. And you know, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. If you're not at the table, you're on the menu. When they changed my district, mm-hmm. they put 25 prisons in the district. And you know, everybody talked about my district was 140 miles. This new district is 207 miles. That go all the way almost to Alabama and Georgia and Mississippi. So they changed the composition of the district, and they still counting African Americans. But you know, in Florida, if you're in prison, you can't vote. And even when you're out of prison, you can't vote. And Florida is one of the three states that still do not let people, once they're out of prison, they don't give them the opportunity to vote. It's the old slavery.
Mm. What do you think your biggest accomplishment as a congresswoman has been in your 20 some odd years?
I'm not going to talk about all of the, first of all, the first thing I did when I went to Congress, I led the fight to change the formula. Florida was a donor state. For every dollar we gave, we got 77 cents back. Now we get 95 cents back. The first year was $5 billion. And, you know, so that's the transportation and that's the high-speed rail. And, you know, we got $4 billion for high-speed rail from Orlando to Tampa. The governor sent it back. 28 states got our money. They're riding our trains all up in the mountains in Salt Lake City, Utah. So, I mean, that is the craziness. So that's why it's important that when you go to the ballot, you don't just vote for the president and the member of Congress. You vote those ballots up and down. Learn the issues. But one of the things I'm most proud of is to help the Moffett Point Marine lead the fight to get the gold medal. After 50 years, we are honoring them. And so that I've had this brain trust for the veterans for the 24 years. And, you know, Charlie Ringo started it 28 years ago. And we'll have that workshop tomorrow, Friday, from 9 to 12. And he will be there. And when you hear that so many veterans commit suicide, you thinking they're the young veterans. They're not. They're the Vietnam veterans. And when they came back, the country didn't receive them. We need to let them know we love them, we thank them, and we need to get them involved in the VA system. They're not in the system, so we can't help them. And then, of course, my Underground Railroad that we will have today at 1:30. Free or not free? That's the question. Mm. And, of course, we're going to have a salute to reenactment of Harriet Tubman and the $20 bill. But the point is we have a new slavery in this country. And that slavery is the fact that we have more people in prison in the United States than Russia and China combined. Mm.
Not to mention those in prison as opposed to in our education system.
Yeah.
That's right. We're not investing in education. We, you know, the prison industrial, you know, you come to someone and say, well, we want a prison. They get a Walmart. They middle class. And what we're providing the young black men and women, unacceptable. To whom God has given much, much is required. Mm-hmm. So I am hoping that people will go online, Corrine Brown, LET.org, and help me continue to fight so you can continue to have a voice.
Thank you.
Keep fighting, Congressman.
You see why she's my favorite? Do you understand?
There's no doubt.
All right. Love you.
I love you, too.
God
see
bless
you at the CBC this weekend.
Okay, I'm looking forward to seeing you. I All need right. your phone number.